can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
So,
how you doing? Hey?
Pretty good. Doing well.
Doing stupid.
I have a little story.
Okay, how little is it?
It's pretty little. Why, are you in a rush?
No.
Okay. So, there's like a little, you know, a little bagel joint on campus here.
Don't say that.
Why?
That's illegal. That's illegal.
Hilarious. Anyway, that actually completely overshadows my story now. The entertainment value of that little bit is that I just might as well not even tell it.
So, yeah, okay, go ahead.
I went there after class for a bagel because it's a bagel joint. And it's one of those places where when they take your order, they also take your name because it's like a busy place. So when your order's up, they shout your name and you come get it.
Uh-huh.
And I told the lady, my name's Eli, because that's factual. And I got the little like slip back from her with the receipt that says like my order and my name, and it says UI.
Like UI?
Just the letters UI. And okay. Sure enough, the person who goes to read my name in just like in the most confused tone possible is just like, UI? UI? Is there a UI here? I was like, yeah,
it's like me. Fruit. You just say ooh.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I saved the receipt.
I got a fucking shit crap.
What?
Smoothie today. Got a smoothie and it was like
you had a shit crap smoothie. That doesn't sound good. That sounds like the worst kind of smoothie you could possibly get.
The thing is that they put all the smoothie in not mine, and then mine was bad.
What? Care to try to phrase that a little bit more eloquently?
It's like they put all the not good in it.
What does that mean? Are you bullshit?
Not like everything that wasn't good. So that's why it was bad.
Good story, Jake. Really well done. Fantastic.
Okay.
You win 1,000,000 points.
Is that it?
Is there a comic in shitty smoothies or misreading names at a coffee shop or a bagel joint?
Bagel joint.
I can't really do that, I think, because You Look Nice Today already did like all the funny jokes about that on their podcast.
About which?
Truck Spank. He was talking about like the best names you could get written on your coffee cup for them to shout out. Do you not remember that one?
Well, the thing is, the main problem with it is that even though it did really happen, it seems contrived. You know, it seems contrived. Like, why would someone write your name like that?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't come across. Because, like, the way, I guess, you know, she just misheard my, like, enunciation of my own, you know, given Christian name.
You were like, yeah.
I was like, yeah. So I can understand why she would write down wrong. But it's just hilarious to me that she writes down UI and just doesn't question it. She's like, yeah, that's a name I see a lot.
Yeah, maybe it's, like, from South Africa. You don't know. When I say he, I mean you.
Yes.
You don't know.
UI don't know.
Oh.
That should just be my new name now. Maybe I'll just change it legally. I don't think anybody would really mind. I'm going to get a tattooed on my forehead.
Okay. I don't know. But this is a scary future.
Do you think mom would be mad if I got a tattoo?
Of what? Like, just in general?
I'm just saying in general. Like, it could be tasteful, but do you think she would be...
I don't think
she would be upset.
I don't think it would be madness, but I think it might be, like, understated, a little passive disappointment.
Yeah, it would definitely be some passive disappointment.
Like, just one little remark that's just like, oh, she doesn't like
it. Because I might want to get one at some point. I have no idea what it would be, or like...
Probably
I don't, I don't have
any I was going to say a man's penis.
That's pretty good. pretty smart idea. I have no plans to get a tattoo, but it's something I could see myself doing as an artiste, you know, to have some ink on me would be acceptable.
I can't. Why'd you say that though?
What?
You like kind of tainted this whole.
What did thing. I taint? Which word? Artiste?
No, when you said get the ink on me.
I don't understand.
What?
Like, why wouldn't I say that?
Because it's a bit of
a faux pas?
Yeah.
Are you saying the tattoos do not use ink?
Well, I'm just saying you don't say that particular phrase.
Why not?
Because it's dirty. It's for the dirty folk.
I don't think so. I've heard that phrase used by people.
Listen, let's not go into it.
Well, I'm trying to understand.
Well,
is there some kind of a sexual connotation, or
I just don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it. So you're an idiot. that's the problem we're having.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to be clear.
Okay.
I sent in emails. What do you think I should get a tattoo of? I'll do whatever you send in.
Have you considered a man's penis?
I gave it some thought, and I'm still giving it thought. And you know, we won't know until I go and actually get it.
So send in your ideas for what kind
What's your position on tattoos? Would you get one?
No.
No? You don't want to ruin your God-given body?
What do you mean? Ruin my hair-covered forest? It's like,
I guess there's not a lot of clear real estate on your body.
Yeah, what do you think?
What if you get a tattoo of more hair on... on your chest.
Just like one little tuft. But it's like photorealistic. It's like, why is that spot double hairy?
What if... I have an idea. What if you just get a tattoo of like a woman's face and you get it, like, you position it in such a way that she's the bearded woman? Because like you have like half her face in your body hair and half of it out.
I don't like that. It's disturbing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, well... You never know.
I never thought about that. People with too much body hair, it's just like not great to get tattoos.
You know what else is not great when you have body hair? I heard this on the radio.
People with body hair live half as long.
Well, there's parasites up in the pubis. So women who are closer to the Mediterranean line, as some might call it the Ecuador.
Women who are closer to Ecuador, got it.
The Equator.
Yes, I get it.
Oh, you get it. Okay, good. Uh-huh. I'm glad. I just wanted to make sure you got it. But anyway, the women there in the hot places, they don't like people with hair because it's like, oh, there's probably some sort of little crab.
Oh, they think like, you know, if their pubis is touched, then they'll get some co-inhabitants crossing.
Mutual benefactors.
Yeah. That's gross. So do they all like keep it? They keep it slick.
Well, the men who want any admiration from.
Is everybody just like they just all do like electrolysis to their entire bodies and just they're just like dolphins?
I think they just pour a wax pool and everyone goes swimming. That's what I like to think.
Wow. Wait, if you get a tattoo, does hair grow where the tattoo is, or does it ruin like?
It grows the other way.
It grows inward.
Yeah.
The only kind of thing I could see you getting would be something very simple, like some simple line work with not a lot of filled in color, because then you could still be able to see it and it wouldn't be like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe if I was like if I just had like my skin was like a canvas, you know.
Yeah,
I probably would get something timeless, not like even anything representative of something I like, just like a design.
Yeah. I was thinking about getting a tattoo on the... I thought it would be cool to have, like, the guy in Dishonored has a symbol on his hand, and I thought it was a cool symbol.
But it's like...
But I don't want to give a tattoo on the back of my hand.
Well, also, who's going to give a fuck about Dishonored in 20 years from now?
I don't know. I could see it being a pretty big series, but.
But you can't, like, you don't want to, you're basically making a gamble that your 20-year self is going to still find Dishonored to be a memorable.
Yeah, but it's also not even that it would have to be that symbol specifically. I just thought that kind of a design is cool. But also getting a tattoo on your hand is a bad idea because, like, that's not somewhere you can hide it, like when you go in for a job interview or something.
Unless you're interviewing to be a drummer.
Or if you do the Michael Jackson, just wear a glove. Like one glove. But, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I would think I might want something Metal Gear related, but...
But yeah, but it's like, imagine...
I don't want that for my whole life. What if they ruin Metal Gear?
Like, yeah, because a good contender was... Like, imagine 5 or 10 years ago getting a Triforce. So you got a Zelda tattoo, and then Nintendo comes along and they say,
well,
we're going to systematically destroy everything that is Zelda. So it's like you have this tattoo that just reminds you of one of the greatest tragedies of your time.
That to me is not as bad, because for me... When I looked at that tattoo, I would think of the good times I had as a kid, like playing Ocarina of Time or
whatever. But what like, you have, like, it's just you have a little bit of a tie to it, you know, science failing and ruining. Like, it's a reminder.
I mean, in a way, it's like it parallels life. It's like good things happen and then they turn to shit. So it's actually a pretty potent tattoo, if you ask me.
I don't ask you.
Well, that's a turn of phrase. I wasn't, fuck you. Anyway.
Phrase turners.
His turn.
I did my speed run of Spelunky.
Oh yeah,
I won it. I won the gold.
I jumped back in a few days ago after weeks of not playing it, and I was
fantastic.
I had lost all of my ability.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it was awful.
You'll learn faster maybe again.
I did get to Shortcut Man, but I forgot that you have to have what $10,000 total to give him.
Well, it accrues every time you pay.
Yeah. I didn't remember that, so it's gonna be a struggle for me to
Anyway, I'm at the top of the mountain. I'm just here to say it looks good. And
I mean, you didn't set the world record, so.
No, I never set out to do that though. I set out to get all the little trophies.
You're not really at the top of the mountain
then. Hey, you shut your mouth.
You're like
This is my time to shine.
You might even just be at like the base of the mountain.
Shut your mouth. Anyway, I got the trophies, which is what I wanted, the little doors. And for one of them, you have to beat the whole game in under 10 minutes and from the first floor.
Yeah.
And I did it in 8.5.
Do you just, like, not stop for anything? You just kind of run to the door?
My basic strategy was to completely ignore picking up money.
Uh-huh.
This is some insider Spelunky trading. Get ready.
This is interesting to nobody listening.
I just realized.
Literally no one cares.
Just envision a game, which is very fun, and then pretend my story pertains.
And then imagine Jake playing it really fast.
Yeah. So I just ran past all the money, and I waited until I found a shop, and then I would just roll the shopkeeper.
Oh, you just fucking...
But the trick is to steal everything in his shop without killing him, and then steal his gun. So most of the time it resulted in death, but on the occasion in which I could do it, I would end up with like a shotgun and maybe a jetpack, and then you just fly around really quick.
Because I remember I accidentally stole something from a shopkeeper once, and he fucking railed my ass.
Oh, he'll like fuck you for lots of reasons.
How do you kill a shopkeeper?
And they just take damage. What do you mean? Fuck.
Can you kill them?
Okay, yeah. I usually take something out of the shop. Like, I steal it, and then he runs out after you, so you have to jump over a shotgun blast and jump on his head.
Huh.
And then when he's knocked out, you take a shotgun and run away.
Why don't you just kill him before you steal something?
If you kill him, then for the rest of the game, there will be a shopkeeper waiting at every single exit door.
Oh, that's right.
Whereas if you steal from him, that only happens in the next level.
Oh, so you don't kill him, you just steal things.
Yeah, you have to want to steal everything and not kill him.
I love the idea that there's like this underground guild of shopkeepers that look out for each other, and
they just... and you can find the black market where there's like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, crazy game. Go play it. Know that if you want to beat my time, it's got to be under 8:40. Hmm. Try and beat that.
I don't even think I'm ever gonna be able to beat the game. So.
Try and beat that. 8 minutes, 40 seconds, 16 levels of spelunking, 4 areas.
I got
17 distinct enemy types.
Someone gifted me. Oh, it was Casey. He gifted me because he had an extra copy. He gifted me BitTrip Runner on Steam. And it's probably, I don't know that I'm ever going to play it, because it's just another fucking hard platform game that I have to go through.
Isn't it a music game?
No, dude.
What?
It's not. It might be a musical, but it's a platforming game, and it's going to be really fucking hard. I still haven't fucking beaten Super Meat Boy. Game is fucking brutal. Shut up. Shut your goddamn mouth.
What are we doing?
I'm already, like, near the end of Dishonored, and it makes me sad because it's so good.
It's
so good, and I'm like near the end. You know that feeling you get?
Shut your fucking hole.
You're near the end of a game.
Shut your hole.
Just put your whole life into perspective. You have all these good moments.
Oh, no.
After a while, you realize everything has to end.
No.
And you're out. That's it. $60.
No.
Gone.
No. What are we doing?
What are you doing? I'm fucking dropping bees on the audience.
Oh my god, we've
and
been
by just... bees, I mean fucking
you
insight.
Suck. You suck. You
and
suck.
Knowledge.
You suck
and
it.
Fucking brilliant
hey,
thoughts.
You go suck an egg, Nestor.
Are we gonna write a strip?
Yeah, I thought that's what we came here to do.
Yeah.
I have a question first off.
Okay.
Second off, where do you think it's too late? Do you think it's too late in this day and age to make a comic that at all references The Matrix?
It depends on the context, but I would say 90% of the cases, yes.
Yes, which I forgot.
Yes, that it would be not a good idea.
Okay, well, should I just describe the comic and we'll see how you feel about it?
You know what it should be?
Whoop.
It should be our Deus Ex strip, but instead of Deus Ex, you say Matrix. And I just post the same image. And I just literally just changed the word. How awesome would that be? Our fans would love that shit.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say maybe.
That could be a silly.
Yes. Yes. Why the fuck not? Right, so I got to tell you.
Or we can make it like...
Oh, why are you still talking, mister?
No, never mind. Bad idea.
Mister. So I was thinking maybe, like, I'd be coming home from somewhere. Like, maybe I have groceries or something, and I'm opening my front door. And it's that thing where it's the wall of bricks just through the doorway. Like,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then, hold on. This is actually another GIF idea. I don't know if you want to do another GIF.
Yeah, doing the fucking GIFs.
We can actually wait. Let's actually forget. I'm going to take that all out. Yeah?
Oh, we're not doing this comic?
Yeah, I'm taking that out. Okay. So, I had another... Yeah?
No, I'm here. I'm waiting.
Okay, I had this experience where my glasses, they slide down my nose.
My glasses!
You know how they slide?
Yeah, because you have a bitch nose.
Yeah.
I have a fucking rock-hard man nose that glasses don't fucking slip because my nose is awesome.
Yeah, in a word, I have the bitch nose. But, so what I do is I make notches with a knife in the nose guard, so there's more friction,
mm-hmm.
and less slide.
This already sounds like it's going to be a really contrived comic.
Well, this is going to be the challenge with it. Okay. So
I
cut notches.
I don't like it. Just letting you know.
This is the story. This isn't really the comic. This is like the story of how the concept came to be. We have to figure out how to start it with a less contrived way. But anyway, I cut these fucking notches in my glasses so don't fucking slip down my nose. And I was doing it with a new pair of glasses. And I slipped and I made a huge gash in the lens. So they're ruined. So I was like so fucking pissed at myself. Like, if there was a gun there, I would have been dead. Like, I was just so mad at myself for... It's just like, it's one of those moments.
You could have stabbed yourself with the knife they were using to fucking gash the glasses.
Well, here's the thing. It was like, that happens, and then in that instant, you're like, just 1 second ago, everything wasn't ruined.
Yeah.
So, I want to go back. It's like you want the 5 second rewind.
I mean, listen, my fucking glass is broke. I know this shit.
But I'm talking about by my hand. This is a simple farming accident. And so I was like, all right, well, let me at least see what they look like. You know, let me see if it's that bad to look through this scratch. And I'm putting on the glasses while I'm still holding the knife. And I, like, barely avoid stabbing myself in the cheek. Like, I, like, graze my cheek with the knife, like, putting on my glasses. I'm like, good fucking Lord.
So you're just an idiot.
Yeah, so I was like, good Lord. I do not deserve to have knife privileges
anymore. You really shouldn't be able to, no, you shouldn't be able to use anything sharp.
So then these panels just popped into my mind. I thought they'd be a great, like, last two panels. So I wanted to try and do something with them. But I just had this idea that, like, I would take away my own knife privileges, or maybe someone else would have to do it. And you just see me dumping, like, 100 knives in a garbage bag. Like, pouring knives out of a drawer into, like, a garbage bag. Mm-hmm. And then we have a panel of me walking with this garbage bag with knives, like, poking out everywhere. Like, it's a giant pincushion. And then it just, like, it breaks and I trip and I fall onto this pile of knives.
I mean, if you're going to pitch an idea that causes extreme physical violence to your character, it's hard for me to reject it. So I'm willing to entertain.
Are you saying that's its only merit?
I also think that it might be funny if we sort of imply that you're going to be killed by this pincushion bag. Like we have you walking and like you don't see there's like a skateboard in front of you or something and you're clearly going to die. It could like yes, I don't know if it's funnier show you dying.
I mean that image of me like that with a pile of knives like blah, I died.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I kinda like the implied death.
Okay, I mean that would be a way to fit more anything into this comic.
Also we just had a comic where like a raven plucks out a guy's eyes. Like I don't know if we need to have that this much violence. Back to back.
I guess you got a point there.
Yeah.
If you insist. So we will have a panel of me throwing out all my knives, because that's a funny image.
Uh-huh.
So it just depends on if we want to... I mean, I don't think anything in how it really happened is, like, close to being not contrived. So we might want to just, like, think of a funny situation where I would fuck up with a knife.
Do we show it, or do we just, like, have the aftermath?
Yeah, I guess it depends on the idea. So we should just think of something that's good.
The first thing that comes to mind is, and you know, this is never really the best idea, but it's a jumping off point, is someone, probably me, with a bandage over some part of their body and just saying, yeah, you're not allowed to use knives anymore.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could be in that vein. It could be, like, anything that is clearly just was ruined by a knife.
Yeah.
It's like already like raising the violence threshold so much if you're like have I poked your eye out. Like that kind of ruins the subtlety of the punchline. If you're like it's so already so violent.
Yeah, true.
I think we just have to think of something that you would normally do with a knife and how it could like go wrong in an awesome way without getting like too violent.
So food preparation is the main thing. What else do you do with knives besides prepare food?
You cut things.
But like in daily life, I mean, there's not a lot you do besides food preparation. Fuck. I also don't want it to be something that implies that you are really strong, because I don't want to like I don't want to be cutting through something that
because that's be like,
hard to cut through, because then it implies like, what that you're like superhuman.
If you're cutting vegetables, there's no, like, accidental cutting up something important. It's just like, oh, there's just a counter.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't want to have you cutting through a fucking cutting board or something. That would be fucking weird.
Yeah. So. Fuck. Fucking food. I mean, I like carving a wooden bear.
No, I think so. It's hard. It's hard to write.
I could be doing like I could. I was just thinking maybe like I'd be holding a kitchen knife and dancing, and I'd do some dance move where it's like you move your fist by your face. I just like cut my face.
That'd be kind of really awkward to draw and like make it understandable.
Yeah, without like an entire comic dedicated just to that.
Yeah.
Like part one. Get ready for the punchline next time.
Yeah.
You punchline bitches.
Yeah, I don't really know how to do this without having it be some kind of an injury to someone else or food preparation. What else is there? Or an injury to yourself, but that wouldn't be as funny with the punch.
Yeah.
Definitely can't have you scoring a nose guard on the glasses. That's like the most convoluted thing ever.
it's so weird.
Yeah. Because nobody does that. Nobody would even understand.
Okay, I think I got it. I think I got it. What if I'm like chopping vegetables and I just chop my phone in half?
Your phone's on the cutting board?
Yeah, or it's like on the counter next to the cutting board.
So what, are you taking away your own knife privileges at that point?
Yeah.
I just thought of, I kind of like this as a solo comic.
Yeah?
Like, you have this string of idiotic things that you do.
And it's like, well, the thing is,
it's all on you.
We can't really have a string of things, and like, just as a premise of the comic, you know? Like, that's so many panels of preparation.
Well, no, I'm saying there's one frame of you. Well, we know what the last two frames are. And then we could have one frame of you cutting vegetables, and then in the next frame you cut your phone in half.
Yeah, that's only one thing that I fuck up. I wonder if there's like a way for it to be like a double whammy, so it's like, okay, now I'm taking my privileges away.
I think the best we could do would be imply something that had happened earlier based on what you say. But it'd have to be like concise. I don't want you to go on a fucking diatribe about what you did before.
Well, what if in panel one I just cut something that's like a little bit weird, and then I'm like, oh man, I cut the butter, and then in panel two it's like, oh fuck, now I cut the phone. Like that's the second strike.
I don't know if we need two things.
No,
I don't think so. I think it's too much setup.
I guess we can just imply that this has been a trend. Like, this is the last time.
Yeah, like, you could say, all right, now I need to take away my, like, you know, finally, like, you need to take away your knife from this, because...
Yeah. Okay, well. You're, like, cutting the phone in half? Or just, like, or sawing into it, maybe?
The only problem I have with this is what I discussed before, which is that it implies that you're very strong. So maybe there's something more fragile that you could be cutting into, or
what if I'm like cutting eggs in half and I like cut in half a Fabergé egg?
No, that's retarded. that's way too contrived. Like that's dumb even for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
What if you sawing into like a? Never mind.
We already have the ridiculous image of you with a fucking like bin full of knives. Like we don't need another weird thing. Happening.
I could be eating a meal with two knives.
And
like I'm trying to troll spaghetti with
just two again, knives. That's a really hard thing to convey.
They're just like big cleavers. I'm trying to troll them around. That isn't really like something that I like fucked up. It's just like now I have to go get a fork.
Yeah. Spaghetti's a pain in the ass to draw.
That's true. Oh, you could always probably just do a stroke with a stroke outside of it.
Yeah, but that probably look kind of shitty.
Yeah, maybe.
Unless I just did like, I didn't do like black line. I just did like the color of the spaghetti as.
Oh yeah, that might be a good idea.
The lines. I've used that for certain elements, but I don't really know about the spaghetti idea. I don't think that's great.
Okay. Okay.
I think the cutting board idea is fine, but you have to think of something good for you to be cutting.
What if I cut? Like, if there's like a condiment or something.
No. Maybe phone is good, because it needs to be something valuable.
Like, yeah, and small. Like,
it wouldn't be a big deal if you cut a ketchup bottle open or something.
What if I'm like, what if it's like a cleaver? You know, like I'm like pounding away at some meat with cleaver.
At meat?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, yeah. I mean, what else would you cleave?
Yeah, I mean, you could be misusing it. You'd be like...
Oh, like I'm cutting a zucchini with a cleaver?
Yeah, or like you're spreading butter on your bread with a fucking cleaver.
But you wouldn't get the chop with the spread?
Yeah, no, that's not a real idea.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, it's funny.
Is that what you're just saying?
No.
Oh, you
not really.
You tricked me this time.
I'm sad.
Devil.
What?
Do you mean what?
I don't know. I don't know.
You old tennis pro?
What? That time I do really mean what. What the fuck was that?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Tennis pro?
Yeah.
Tennis? Pro? What?
What?
What is that?
Tennis pro.
It's not a definition. You just said the word again. It's like that can't possibly be a thing.
Pro.
Oh. See, you just have a speech impediment. That's telling me.
If you say so.
I do. I
didn't say okay. So. Okay. 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 Can you keep it under wraps?
Can you?
No.
All right.
What are we doing?
Writing a strip.
But what do we like?
Comic strips.
What do we like for this idea? The phone cutting? The cleaver? The what?
I guess if you were like cutting meat, like really fucking like slamming the meat with the cleaver, as they say. So to speak.
So to know.
I guess it's believable that like with that much force and with that like, you know, with a cleaver, I can imagine you actually splitting a cell phone in half.
Yeah, in comic line.
That's believable. So I'm fine with that then.
Okay, so we'll do that.
Do we have you like in a butcher's outfit with like an apron and the you have like blood on your apron?
Yeah, that's a little like morbid.
We're already chopping fucking meat with a cleaver. You don't want there to be any blood? What are you, fucking Peter?
I thought I could be chopping something else.
Oh, I thought you wanted meat. Oh, okay, you decided that it wasn't going to be meat.
Yeah. What if it was like raw spaghetti?
What's with you and fucking spaghetti?
Well, it's like when it's doughy and no. You like chop it.
No spaghetti. If we can avoid putting spaghetti in the comic, I will be a happy man.
Chop it.
Like, unless you come up with an idea where spaghetti is core, I really would rather not have to draw.
I'm going
to
do that on purpose now.
Of course. Just because mean, if said, it gives you another idea and stops us from struggling, then I guess it'd be worth it.
Oh, well, isn't everything just coming up, Eli?
No. Not really. I have to fucking work with you 3 times a week.
I have to work with you 3 times.
You can't just repeat what I said back to me. That's not a good burn.
Yeah, I should have thought of that.
Okay, so...
Devil Jesus?
You're cutting Devil Jesus?
What?
On the cutting board?
No.
So what are you cutting?
What am I doing? Oh, what? Right. What am I cutting? Cutting. Well, I could be cutting a fish. Chinese fish.
A Chinese fish.
Yeah. Yeah, like a... You just draw me like a Chinese man?
No. Listen, if we're gonna do any more, like, Asian racism, you have to have a good reason for it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I will have another good reason, but... That's not one. Okay.
So not any kind of meat, not like a ham shank.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that. It's kind of just like
some, you could be cutting cheese.
Yeah, cheese, big cheese, big old Swiss.
Just a big old block of Swiss.
Yeah, why not?
What if like you have one of those cheese wheels and you just kind of like had placed your phone on top of the cheese wheel, and then you like cut through the cheese and your phone? That'd be hard to show.
Yeah.
Because then, like, the phone would be falling into the cheese wheel, and it would be weird.
I think I just have a gigantic block of cheese. I mean, Swiss.
Yeah, because it's got out of the holes.
Yeah, the old cheese holes, like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's it.
Oh, did we write it?
Yeah, right.
Is that the whole thing?
Well, we should probably have some dialogue in two. I'm sorry, Athanas.
Yeah, we still need to write what you say. Which is kind of core. We have to write the words that go in the bubbles.
Well, if you say so.
I've like stopped drawing as many word bubbles as I need to. I just kind of cut and resize most of them because I realized that that does the trick and it isn't really noticeable.
You bastard.
I mean, now they're gonna know, but
you bastard, man.
It's so fucking annoying to do.
You're such a bastard, man, now.
Because like when I'm doing the like the rest of the line work, it's like even if it doesn't conform exactly to what I sketched, it doesn't matter. I improvise sometimes. But if with the fucking word bubbles, it has to just wrap around the fucking words and it's long as balls.
No.
Nobody knows, but that's literally my least favorite thing about making comics is drawing the fucking word bubbles.
Nobody knows that my... Oh, my goodness.
What was that?
I had a brain malfunction.
It sounded like you said, ow, my anus.
Is it an aneurysm?
Oh. I was like, what happened to your anus on the podcast? I don't want that. I don't need that. I don't need that information.
Yeah, that would have been dangerous information.
I might have had a sudden contraction.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, I sat on a spike.
Jesus. All right, let's finish this up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're dealing with the after effects of the aneurysm you just had.
Yeah.
So, that's all right.
Okay. Okay, so this is an okay line, I guess. I can always deliberate further on this within my mind.
What if you try to, like, make some kind of analogy about, like, red cards in soccer, but you fail? Because, like, it's, like, your third knife card red.
Look up a red card.
Or something like that. Like, you make some analogy, like, oh, well, I punched the last ticket on my ticket puncher knife. Dollar bills.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I don't want to do that if it's too complicated, though, the soccer thing. I mean, because if we...
I was just saying if there's, like, language...
Yeah, if we confuse it too much, then it'll be, like, just, what the fuck? Like, why is that in here?
Like, that's the penalty card in my knife box.
Yeah, no, I don't like it anymore. I think I should think it should be pretty clear what you're saying. I think that's confusing it too much. Never mind. Forget I said anything.
And knife privilege is revoked.
No.
And...
I don't like the long hand.
And
stop it. just stop.
Clearly, I am great.
No, that's not good.
I was just saying that.
It's not true. So,
henceforth, it shall known as not be good.
Have you forgotten how to?
What?
Right
words?
Did that aneurysm attack the part of the brain that is, you know, meant to write comics?
Well, what are we doing here?
We're trying to write a line. What? How do you not know?
No, I mean, like, in this line. What are you trying to say?
You're trying to say that you no longer are allowed to use your knives.
Do I have... So, we have to think of, like, a reason.
Well, we have the reason. We just need the phrasing.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason is before you.
I mean, no, like the reason why this is the final straw.
So this is a 4-panel comic, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
No. Well, no, 3.
How is it 3?
I was just thinking that you showed the implied cuts in the cheese.
Oh. All right.
And then, like, my knife is in the middle of the phone.
If you think that works.
Yeah.
Easier for me.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to have it before.
Okay.
So I guess the garbage bag is inside of a garbage can and two. Yeah.
Sure. And I guess I'm imagining you have like just a plastic bin of knives and you're just pouring them all into this bag.
Yeah, or like a drawer. A drawer might be funny.
Oh, like you just took it out of the cabinet? Like this?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a kitchen drawer, like a wooden drawer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I have to draw a lot of little knives for this.
What if I'm just like, well, 45 strikes and you're out, Jake?
Yeah, because then what follows, I guess, kind of fills in the blanks about like what you're... Or does it?
I can just say, like, I cannot be trusted with knives anymore. Yeah, that's just like the way of introducing the line.
Sure. That works for me. No need to,
What do you like as a number? Like 30 strikes, 45 strikes? I like 45 because it's kind of arbitrary and it's like...
Yeah.
I kept rationalizing.
And it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's arbitrary and it's a high number.
Do you like to say my own name? I'm talking to myself?
Yeah. It is a little weird that you're saying this as you're hitting the...
No, because it's like my cleaver's like buried in the cutting board or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know? Or whatever. Like it.
I was gonna kind of have the pieces of the cell phone kind of, you know, it would bend and then kind of shoot into the air a little bit when you hit it with the cleaver, so they'd still be like, you know, kind of midair.
Well, we have it cleanly cut in two, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying it would be.
Yeah, if it was, it would be weird if it was still in midair, because then it would seem like no time had passed yet.
Okay.
It's just like this is like the second after. I've done it.
And we got Swiss cheese.
Yep.
So you don't have any kind of like a... No. Nope.
What about that instead?
I clearly can no longer be trusted.
Not what if I can clearly. What if I do a combo? No.
No, dude, just do what I said.
Listen, who's the English major?
Neither of us.
Exactly, alright?
I almost was, though, which is closer than you
were. Before you get a big dick about it. You know what? I was almost the everything major, a.k.a. undecided. Alright?
Okay.
So why don't you just zip your mouth hole?
Sure.
What's the next line
here? Oh, we need to figure out how we're going to imply the fall.
Maybe a banana peel on top of a skateboard.
Just like there's no way you're not falling.
Yeah.
Are you like walking down the sidewalk or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just like holding it and like the bag is like stretching and ripping and there's knives poking out everywhere.
Yeah. Probably knives. Some knives falling on the ground.
Yeah. You're gonna have to draw a lot of knives to sell this comic, I think. You might just want to like make some knives. And, like, copy-paste them?
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do.
But make them look nice, you know what? Like a classy knife. Alright?
We'll see.
Alright, I guess we will see. That is true. I think I should have a line in 2 that's, like, kind of, like, mocking myself. Like, it's like, yeah, maybe we'll start with the plastic training knife, and then you'll be able to work your way back up. Like I'm like, basically, I'm mocking myself for being.
It could be good, but I don't know if the tone of that is going to come across.
Yeah, we'd have to think of something that was good enough that it conveyed the tone inherently.
Yeah.
Like, what if I'm just like, this is what happens when you take your privileges for granted.
Hmm. Something like that.
Yeah.
But not that.
You're free to go crazy on it. Chop and screw it.
I'm thinking.
Like, this is what happens when you squander your responsibility or, Fuck balls.
Does it need it?
I think it would be kind of funny. But it doesn't need it. I think it could add something.
Well, let's make it.
And that way we won't have that problem where we have silent 2 and 3, and then you just, like, glaze over 2 and don't really process it, so it's just not funny.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I think that was what happened with the explosion comic. So maybe we just want to have one line so they linger on the panel for a little
for
bit.
For me, the biggest problem with the explosion comic was that 1 and 2 were, like, too connected to each other, so it seemed weird.
Yeah, you move across them too fast. So if we had 2 and 3 both no dialogue.
It looked like they were happening at the same time. Was not
yeah, and I think in this comic, if we don't have dialogue in either panel, it's just gonna look like they're gonna look at 2 and 3 at the same time. They're like, not gonna process it in sequence. So just like one, I think one line would be good.
Okay. Do you want to just write that later? And
yeah, I could do that.
Okay. Cool. That you can. You know what I will approve of.
I'll just put this as a placeholder.
Okay. You have some time to come up with this line, so.
So this comic will come out on Fuck Day?
What's Fuck Day?
Tuesday, I guess. No, this will come out on Saturday, right? So we'll be a day ahead. You'll draw this on Thursday, and we'll release it on Saturday.
What about the other one that I haven't drawn yet?
Well, that's going up Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
Motherfucker. That's how they get you.
So, the one you're drawing is I'll draw this one on Saturday and it will go up.
No. Don't try and get away scot free, mister. You're going to draw on Thursday and we're going to put it up on Saturday. And then you're going to draw Tuesdays on Saturday. You got it? We're going to be dead ahead. So you're going to draw.
The one with the Raven is for this Saturday, but I draw it on Thursday. What you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we'll be Then we'll just keep going, and it'll remain to be a day ahead, a comic ahead. Dare I say?
Sure.
So yeah. So you know what? Get cool stuff with free Microsoft points. If that's what you're into.
We're looking at the same ad.
I don't want to speak for you. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I don't want to make you feel like I have done the said activity. But when I say to you what I see, it's real.
It's real.
So I think y'all best respect-ignize.
Yeah.
Have a scary Halloween.
That's not even...
In a month.
It's a half a month.
But... In a month minus half a month.
Fucking idiot.
So, right. It's over.